Happy Wednesday, everybody. We're back. It's your boy, Baby Dune, and I'm here with my baby boy, Vio.
For the love of God.
Keep saying that?
No.
Everybody, Brandon's new nickname is Vio. So call him Vio from now on.
I will.
You like it, right?
I will block you on everything if you keep calling me that.
Ooh.
I'll block you.
Then I'll have the chase to get him back.
It's true. Then you'll be be messaging my friends. How's Brandon doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'll wonder about you all day. That'll be a good distraction for how depressed I am. Hey, this episode we talk about how depressed I am.
Yeah.
So trigger warning if you are depressed too. Or whatever.
No, not trigger warning, because if you're depressed, you kind of want to... If you're depressed and you want to hear somebody talk about it, then don't leave. We're not going to trigger... Why would we trigger anybody?
I know. Yeah. I don't know. Because we mentioned triggering, so I don't know. Whatever. So on the last episode, we talked about Tide Pods and all that fun stuff. Guess what, y'all? I was super dead inside.
Yeah.
That's right. Your boy, Baby Dune, has been going through some deep depression. I haven't had this... Haven't had it this bad in years since high school, but whatever. It's good to talk about it. So hopefully you feel less alone, dude. Oh, I'm so annoying. I can't stop.
I'll just let you get through this, you know.
So yeah, this episode is about depression, pretty much.
Yeah, this is the depression episode. Yeah.
Should we just start it?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Enjoy some Looney Tunes music.
Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
Sure.
If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, I'll follow you into the dark.
I had a good harmony for like a moment, but then I lost it.
I'm sorry,
Dad. Hi, welcome back to I'm Sorry, Dad. Happy Wednesday, listeners. Happy Tuesday, Brandon.
Hey, happy Tuesday, Rye. How you doing? Other than that great Death Cab for Cutie cover.
Is it a happy Tuesday?
Well, shit, getting right into it, huh? I think it is. I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
Why not? It can be, I guess. Wow. I don't know.
Wow, good for you.
I don't know. It can be if you try. I don't know. I'm sounding like a motivational asshole. It can be if you try.
If you just believe.
You just believe it's a good day. It can be.
It's like The Secret. Like, I'm going to tell the universe right now, I want $10 billion. Now it's going to happen. Thanks for the fake laugh. That's a fake laugh.
It's not 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 a fake laugh.
All right, look.
What?
If you tell the universe that you want $10 billion, what do you think is going to happen?
Nothing.
Do you really believe that? You know what's funny? Because my cousin was talking to me the other day. He was like, he was talking about the game or The Secret. I don't know. It's called The Game. And he was like, dude, there's a part in the game where if you just 100% like know that something's going to happen, it'll happen. And I was like, oh, so like I can just like say, I'm going to be a lizard in 10 years.
It's going to happen.
Be a lizard.
Yeah.
Shit.
If you believe in yourself and work hard, you can do anything you want in this life.
What a gas.
That's something else millennials are told. You know, I'm a millennial.
Yeah, I know.
I don't feel like one. I don't belong anywhere.
You keep saying you're a millennial. Like, you keep telling me. Like, you know I'm a millennial, right?
It's because, I think I do say that a lot.
Yeah.
It's because I don't feel like one. I don't feel like Generation X, which is like Jason's generation. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm lumped into... bunch of shitheads that everyone hates millennials.
Even millennials like hate millennials.
And millennials have been told, we've been told growing up, like, if you put your mind to it, you can do whatever you want. I remember fourth grade, my buddy Trevor Yard, rest in peace. Now he's still alive, but he's dead to me. Trevor Yard wrote down in a journal, whatever, little paragraph writing project, like, I want to be a Major League Baseball player, if that happens.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then my fourth grade teacher crossed out if and put it to when. So it's like, when? You become a Major League Baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor is now working construction. Just kidding. I don't know what he's up to.
He died.
No, I was kidding.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ.
It was one of my funny jokes.
He said he was going to be a Major League Baseball player, and he died of a heroin overdose at the age of 18.
Yep. Nice. Trevor Yard, rest in peace. Although, Trevor, if you're dead, rest in peace. If you're alive, you're a failure because you didn't become a Major League Baseball player.
Can we just say that Trevor was a Major League Baseball player to motivate our listeners?
Trevor became a Major League Baseball player.
Hey, guys, you hear that?
If
you write in a journal and your teacher crosses off in a very Stand By Me moment, no, it's not if, it's when.
Nice.
You know, that's a very Coach Carter moment.
Coach Cole, I was texting you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We're discussing what to talk about.
Yeah.
And this is a very honest pod.
Sure.
I was a little dishonest last time.
You were dishonest with me? About what?
Sounds way more like serious.
You were dishonest with me?
I think you mentioned how
you cheated on me.
We're talking about like people whose lives suck.
Sure.
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. You said like sometimes people wake up and just wish they were dead. And I'm like, oh yeah, that sucks. But guess what? I'm there right now. Your boy is currently
depressed.
Depressed. And I was last week. I have been for like a month and a half.
Okay.
Good fucking times, but dude.
Were you like what, like fighting it or something like a month ago, and now you've just kind of come to that realization?
I knew it was happening this past month, but
yeah.
During the pod, I was like, I'll be happy during the pod.
Sure. Oh, you're putting on airs.
Yes.
Okay.
Air Jordans.
Yeah. Putting on Air Jordans to jump over your depression.
I actually have Air Maxes on.
Huh.
Did I press record on the camera?
I don't know.
God damn.
No, you did. It says it's blinking.
Does that mean record?
Let me go check.
All right. Go check. Brandon's checking the camera for YouTube. It's recording. It's recording. All right. Good. What were we talking about? We were talking about being happy,
recording, you
right?
Dense cunt. I'm just kidding. That's not going to...
That's funny.
No.
Dense. But yeah, I've been seeing a therapist, like I mentioned on the pod.
Okay.
And I felt good for like 2 weeks.
Are you still seeing the therapist?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been seeing her for like a month.
Oh, it's a her?
It's a her, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Is there something wrong with that?
No, it isn't. I mean, that's just very like cliche. It's like it's always a girl therapist. I think it's because of like a motherly kind of, that's what it is. It's always, for a guy, it's like, oh, I just want a male, I don't want to fucking talk to a dude.
Yeah.
Like that's just fucking, I don't want to talk to a man.
I don't want to talk to a dude about my weaknesses, bro.
Yeah, you talk to a girl about it. It's very motherly. That's why most guys fall in love with their therapists.
Oh, shit.
They do. I mean, it's because you tell them all your deepest, darkest thoughts, mm-hmm. and they go, it's okay. And then you go, oh my God, no one's ever said that to me before. And then you fall in love.
And then you fuck.
Sure.
But yeah, going through the therapy, I felt good for like a week, mm-hmm. maybe. I was like, I'm back, baby.
Sure.
But just this past week, it's come back and waking up in the morning, wishing I didn't wake up.
Mm.
Yeah, dark thoughts. I'm not going to do anything.
Sure.
But been thinking about wishing I wasn't here. Ooh, ooh.
Play air horns.
Be suicidal.
No, suicidal on the bridge.
Yeah, this episode's going to trigger people, but I am not going
to
kill myself.
Can I talk to you about triggering?
Sure.
This is kind of unrelated, but just on the topic of triggering.
Sure, I was just spilling my heart.
Spilling your heart out. All right, so the other day I saw The Phantom Thread, and it was a great film. No. I found out, I posted a photo like the other day, yesterday, it was an old photo. It was me. Do you remember that app that made your face when you took a photo of your face and made you a girl?
Yeah, I saw that post.
Yeah, I took a photo and it was an old post and I just reposted it because I thought it was funny. And I just said like, just a reminder that if I was named Caitlin, I could steal your man.
Ooh.
And people, I was just joking. It was like, if I was a girl, I could steal your guy. Like that was just a joke. Mm-hmm. And then literally no one gave a shit on Instagram. Like no one cares. And then Twitter, which is because everyone's a fucking activist. Mm-hmm. So they were like, actually most people didn't even give a fuck. And then there was like one account. It was a verified account too. And I think she's, she might be a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's trans. I mean, she's a she now, so it doesn't even fucking matter. But, she was doing the sarcastic, like, oh, yeah, because it's so funny that transphobic people are the butt of a joke, even though they're murdered every single day for being... Oh, no, it's that trans people. Uh-huh. That transgender people are murdered every single day and are the butt of everybody's joke, cough, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I didn't respond. And because I was just like, that's so fucking stupid. That is mm-hmm. so fuck... Like, I get why she's offended, but at the same time, it's like... You're just looking to be.
Yeah.
You're looking to be. And I think that's the problem going back to millennials. It's like everyone's just looking to be that. And if you're looking to be, you got to find some hobby, man. You got to find something else. If you're just looking to be upset, that's a, like almost sadomasochist behavior. Mm-hmm. And everybody's trying to look to be upset and look to prove they're good people. It's like fucking, if I tweeted, fuck trans people, I understand because that's fucked up. And I would never, no one should ever say that. But I didn't. I was just making a joke. If I was a girl, it's just mind boggling to me. And I didn't even fucking like last night I just went to sleep just like, it doesn't fucking matter. But I was just like today, because you mentioned triggering, I was like, oh yeah, wait, people get that way. And it really doesn't matter to me. It like, I'm being genuine. Like, I don't care. I really don't care if someone, like, everyone has a life that they've lived and it's not mine. And I understand empathy is a thing, but I don't know that person. I have no idea who she is. If we were best, if we were best friends or friends, and she was offended, if she was hurt by something I said, I'd go, oh, what's the problem? Because I know her. I know who she is. I know her ins and outs. I know her history, this, that, and the other. But I'm not going to assume that she's like a good, I don't assume anyone's a good person. I just don't. Mm-hmm. So like when she said that, I was just like, fuck you. I don't know you. Why do I have to feel sorry? This wasn't a trans, this wasn't at the expense of trans people. But I don't care that you thought it was. I don't give a fuck. Because I don't know you. I don't know her.
Right.
I don't care. She could be a fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just at a certain point, everyone's like, everyone who's a millennial is like, well, you got to have like an overload of empathy. Why? Why? What are you going to do with that? All that does is puts the fucking weight of the world on your shoulders. And you have to be sure that everybody's okay all the time. It's like fucking, but at the same time, you do that, but you don't actively like, do anything about it. You don't go to protests. Maybe some people do, but most people don't. They just fucking sit on their computers. It's like you have an overload of empathy, but you use it in the shittiest way by just being offended for yourself, not for other people,
right,
for your thing that you have. And it's just like picking and choosing what you're offended by is not fucking empathy. It's just selfishness. Mm-hmm. You're being selfish. I don't know.
I think a lot of people do that to like be self-righteous. Like, look, see? I'm better than this person because I'm getting upset at this.
That's it. It's like I'm more aware. I'm woke. Whatever the fuck. I hate that word, but whatever. So here's a good example of saying something like tweeting something out that I took down. So okay, I made a joke. When Jake Paul's thing was happening about like Jake Paul being Jake Paul, and everybody was realizing he was loud and annoying and shit. He tweeted something saying like, I don't even remember the tweet, but it was hilarious because it made no sense. Mm-hmm. It made zero sense. And I was like, this is baffling that this kid is tweeting this. So I think I tweeted something about, I made a joke like about an autistic monkey. I was like, I can't believe an autistic monkey got a hold of Jake Paul's phone or something. And I did it at like midnight and I was just like with a girl and I was like, oh, this is funny. And she was like, oh yeah, it's funny. It made her laugh. And I was like, oh, I'm going to post it. And, Scotty Sire actually has a brother who's autistic and he tweeted me and he was like, I don't know what the fuck this means. This is fucked up. What? And I was like, oh my God. And I actually like felt, I was like, oh my, holy shit, Scotty. Like, and I deleted it and I texted Scotty and I was just like, hey man, dude, I didn't mean anything by that at all. Like that was a knock to Jake Paul. That wasn't a knock to your brother in any sense. Mm-hmm. And then he talked to me about autistic people and about like how they're actually like really, really smart, but they just have really like social problems. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, then the joke doesn't even work now. Now it's like, it doesn't even work.
Right.
Because autistic people are really smart. And the joke was that Jake was an autistic monkey. He wasn't even a person. He was monkey.
So it was a racist joke.
Sure. Sure. It was racist, whatever. But it was, I don't know. It just made me, that was the case where I was like, I decided to listen to him because he's a good friend of mine and I hurt his feelings. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, explain to me why you're hurt and I will listen. But if it's some random fucking person that I don't know, I'm just like autopilot is just like, fuck you. I don't care because I don't know you. It doesn't matter to me that you're upset.
Right.
Anyways, I don't know. Hey, let's get back to your depression. I just wanted to go off that tangent just because it's like, everybody's talking about being so empathetic and I'm like, you're not. Yeah. Shut up. You're not empathetic. You're selfish.
Right, right.
Most people are just selfish and I get that and it's fine, but don't put on airs that you're fucking this hero empathetic person. Most people aren't. Anyways, continue.
You got triggered by the word trigger right there.
I did. I guess I did. I don't know. I got triggered by a trigger. Anyways,
back to me and how miserable my life is. just kidding. But wait.
Yeah. Okay, so what happened that started all this? Because you, is it still the girl thing?
No.
Or did it start with the girl thing and that metamorphosized into something greater?
I think it started with the girl thing, Frank.
Yeah.
But then...
Frank was a girl that Rye fell for and dated, and then they broke up.
Right.
Okay.
But now it's just its own thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's not enjoyable.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's weird walking around like this. Mm-hmm. If you're watching YouTube, it's weird for me right now. Like, if you are watching YouTube, you're looking at a...
Mm-hmm.
Very depressed person. Isn't that weird?
You don't look depressed to me.
That's the scary part of depression.
Is that you don't know who
you don't
who
know
is.
Who? Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
And I had had a dude over last night. I'm gonna be like playing a role in his pilot, and I had to like kind of audition for it.
Mm.
But I was super sad. But I was like smiling and stuff, and I just had this eerie thought. I was like, this person has no idea how fucking miserable I am right now.
Yeah.
Just like walking around like this.
Yeah.
Saying hi to Starbucks people. Hey, yeah, large coffee. Thanks. Have a good one. It's like, they don't know.
Yeah. Just like, he's used the experience so fucking waxing poetic, but it's like wearing a mask or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
That's what it feels like sometimes. But,
and I have so much fucking work to do. And also, what sucks about being a comedian and influencer is when you're like this, you have to keep posting. But I have not.
Mm-hmm.
Notice my Twitter, inactive.
Yeah.
Instagram, pretty fucking inactive, mostly because I'm so busy with other stuff.
Uh-huh.
But God damn it, I need to post.
Well, I mean, did you just fall off a cliff?
That's not funny.
Fall off, not jump off. Fucking God.
Guess what? I went for a walk today, per therapist's suggestion.
There was
one cliffy area, and I envisioned myself jumping off. Wasn't going to do it, but I was like, I could jump off that and probably die.
Sure. Man.
Welcome to I'm Sorry, Dad. Woo!
Welcome to I'm Sorry, people.
What is the point of me saying all this? I don't know.
Well, he's just venting. Yeah. I understand. Well, I mean, so...
And also...
You've just kind of been waking up to this empty feeling. Like, there's, like, nothing. Like, a nothing feeling.
Hopeless.
Hopeless? Oh, is it? So there's feeling there.
Yeah.
So that's not... You're not so, far gone.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to kill myself.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is that it's...
I have feelings.
You have feelings. So it's better to have awful feelings than to have no feeling at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
I hear you.
Some people just don't. Some people who are like, I'm not trying to devalue what you're feeling in any sense, but I'm saying that like it's good that you're still feeling sadness.
Right.
Because the sadness means that you're very, you know, you're sensitive and you still have the sensitivity and you're still, that part of you hasn't shut off yet, which is scary. That's the scary part, is when you become just completely immune to your own. Feelings.
Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I might see a psychiatrist to talk about antidepressants.
Oh, man.
So if you want me to be a robot, dude, coming up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't
know. Please don't do that.
I don't know.
It works for some people, but it's at the same time, it's just it's like Tylenol. You're just masking the issue.
It can like chemically bring you up.
But then you have to keep taking it. And then when you're off of it, then your brain's fucked.
Well, you wean off of it. But right now, my therapist told me today, I was like, it sounds like you're in this depressive state and like your body is just unable to get back up.
Sure.
And I was like, sounds like it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But like, yeah, right now, I'm miserable right now. I'm
miserable talking to me?
Not because of you.
But it's just because of where you were at.
Yeah.
It's all right. I mean, I don't really sense that. But like I said,
it's the mask I wear.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Or it's my lack of empathy, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't fucking care, dude.
No, I do care. I want to know why you're... I don't want to know why, because that doesn't really matter. Meaning, like, it doesn't fix the problem. Like, you can talk about why you're depressed, but it wouldn't... I'm assuming it's fundamentals, isn't it? Fundamental depression stuff?
Like what?
Like... All right. Like, do you think that there's meaning to anything right now?
Yeah.
Is there a purpose?
What's happening is I'm lacking interest in
your things that you enjoy.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to get out of bed.
Mm.
And then there's a new frame of thought, which I always preached against. Like, people would tweet me, like, how do you get over depression? I'd like, power through, get up, get out of bed. But a new wave of thinking, which my therapist subscribes to, is like, no, like, don't fight the depression. Mm-hmm. Accept it.
Sure.
So she was like, if you, this has never happened to me, never happened to me before in my life of being a depressed sad boy. Mm-hmm. I'm a sad boy, boy. I've never like stayed in bed. I've never wanted to be like, I can't do it. But this past, like yesterday and like 2 weeks ago, there was like some days where I was just like, I can't fucking get out of bed. It was like, and I'd even whisper like, I don't want to be alive. That's the first thing I would say in the morning.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You say that to yourself?
Yeah.
Welcome to I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm a sad boy, boy. That Rihanna song?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, got my room boys on. Give me it up. Yeah.
We should form a boy band called the Sad Boys with a Z.
Sad Boys. First is called The Bridge. It's the first song we do.
The Bridge.
Yeah.
And we'll perform Jumper, but in a song, it's like, I wish you would jump off that ledge, my friend.
Yeah. And then we can cover that great song, I Wanna Be Alive. Dude.
I don't know it.
That song, I don't even know who fucking sings it, but it's like, I wanna be alive. I just wanna die today.
Nice, dude.
I just wanna die. That's how it sounds. I don't wanna be alive. And it's like, and in the middle he goes, in the beginning of the song, he's like, I just wanna die every day. Who can relate? Woo! I'm not even fucking kidding. I'm not even fucking kidding. He goes, who can relate in the middle of the song?
Who can relate?
Who can relate? Like, he's like to the audience. So it's like, you know how songs have messages in them? Mm-hmm. And they're speaking to the audience,
yep,
who's listening. And you just are sort of supposed to pick that up based off of the mood of the song and the lyrics. He literally, in the middle of the song, goes, you listening, audience? Who can relate? Woo!
Who's that by?
I don't know.
But that's my jam right now.
I have no fucking clue.
But yeah, so that's fucking fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's good that you're not trying to, you know, it's the accepting it is a good aspect. I mean, that's a good, it's good. It's just once you accept it, here's the problem. It's just not something that goes away. It's always there. Yeah. You can do stuff to distract yourself from it for a bit. I think you really can. And it can last a very long time, the distraction, but it's always there. And it's because
there are ways to keep it from coming back, though.
But that's the distraction part.
Well, wouldn't you say?
I mean, that's always what I've thought. It's just that, like, most things that I do in my life are a distraction from the bigger things at play, which are like things that make me sad, mm-hmm, like the, you know, meaninglessness of life, and, you know, like, stuff that I do doesn't really matter in the end, and this, that, and the other, and that's always there. But everything I do, and like relationships I know will end, and this, that, and the other. Sad thoughts, but these are fundamental sad thoughts that everybody thinks about. Mm-hmm. The thing that helps is whatever the distraction is, whether it be relationships, writing, this, that, and the, like acting or whatever, that's what I do to help.
Yeah.
And it can work, and it has worked, but you know, sometimes, I mean, it's mostly when I'm alone. Almost every day I have those thoughts, and I'm like, okay, well, they're there. It's not going to go away, but there's the way you fight it is by... the way, I mean, not you fight it. This is the way I fight it, is just by, you know, distracting. Whatever I got to do to distract, whatever it is.
Right.
Seeing a movie, doing this, doing that, going to a place, whatever.
Right, right.
It's just
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think depression will always be a part of my life. But there definitely are ways to effectively not get to that point.
Not get depressed.
I was listening to this dude on a podcast about mental illness. By the way, depression isn't really a mental illness. That's what I was told today. Like, schizophrenia, that's mental illness.
Depression is more of a universal feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Most people are depressed.
It's a chemical imbalance, so whatever. Anyways, this dude was talking about on this podcast called The Mental Illness Happy Hour. Mm-hmm. It's actually really good. Yeah. Saying, like, I meditate 2 hours a day. Mm. And he did some other stuff, but I can't remember. It was like, I do these things because I know what it feels like to be super depressed. And this is what keeps me from being depressed. So I will do whatever it takes to not go there again.
Sure.
So I got to do some fucking things.
Yeah.
Just working myself. My therapist told me today, I feel so cliche, my therapist told me. But she was like, you feel your feelings, but you don't process them. And I stormed out. No, just kidding. But I guess I need to that process makes sense. My feelings more. I don't fucking know.
Well, processing your feelings helps you understand yourself better, but I mean, here's the thing. Like, when you process yourself better and you learn more, I hate learning about myself. I like learning about, like, other people and how they act, because it kind of informs me. I'm like, oh, maybe I should, like, act like that. I usually don't, but I mean, you know, I still go like, oh, maybe, like...
You're wearing cologne. That's new.
I'm not wearing cologne.
What? You're not?
No.
I thought you were.
No.
That's why I asked you, are you wearing cologne? And you said yes. Cologne.
I didn't say, when did I say yes?
God damn it, Brandon.
I didn't even, I'm not even kidding. I've been listening to you the whole time. When did you ask that?
Before we recorded, I said cologne? You're like, yeah, cologne.
I thought you must have said something else then.
Oh, okay.
Because well, I don't wear cologne.
Well, you smell great.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I want to fuck you.
All right, well, let's put down the mics and go to Pound Town. What do you say, fella?
Let's do it. Choo-choo. All aboard. Brown Town.
Get on the big old fat train to Pound Town. Dude, population 2.
This podcast is making me feel better.
That's good.
I'm kidding. It's not.
Oh, fuck.
I'm still miserable.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't like.
But you know what's a bummer?
Yeah.
The date scheduled on Thursday, I got to cancel.
You're going to cancel a date?
Got to.
Why? Because you're sad?
Because of this.
Don't cancel the date. Go on it.
No, I think I should. Because we have.
You should cancel it?
We have plans to, like, get some drinks. I think I need to, like, not drink for a while. Remember said I wasn't going to drink for all of January?
Yeah.
Well, my two partners in the challenge drank 3 days in.
Yeah.
So I had no incentive besides just like, oh, we'll just not drink.
Sure.
I think my new thing is don't drink when I'm sad.
That's fine, then just don't drink. Why don't you say go to a restaurant instead? Huh? Take her to a restaurant. Don't take her to a bar.
I have so much to do this week, writing wise.
Well, if you're looking strictly from a time angle, then a bar and a restaurant are kind of one and the same. Just a bar will make you less sad, and also it's just a nicer thing to do, and it makes the girl feel less like, oh, we're just gonna get drink and fuck, you know?
Yeah, but whatever.
I don't know. That's just a suggestion. I like taking girls to restaurants.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like I'm not my best me right now.
But you don't know what's going to make you your best you. So if you just stay here, what are you going to find that makes you better you? Well, why don't you just go out and meet a new person that you can study almost in a way?
Well, I won't be staying here. I'll be meeting up with Marlon to do writing stuff.
On Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're probably going to want to do that because I have a gig tomorrow. Hey, if you're in Santa Barbara, you're listening on Wednesday when it comes out, I'll be there tonight.
If this podcast is making you feel like, man, this guy's great. I want to see him on stage.
Yeah. Now I can turn it on. And I'll probably feel great after the show.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But then I'll come home.
Yeah.
And my cat will ignore me.
Everyone's got that thing that makes them feel better for a little bit, and then they get back into the crushing realization of life.
And for me, it's meth.
For me, it's getting pounded in my tight little heart. Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's conclude this depression segment of the show.
Can I tell you a story?
What's it about?
It's about this a little bit.
It's about this a little bit? A
little bit.
Okay.
It's about this. That's actually about what you were talking about with the drinking. Mm-hmm. It's about 4 days ago. I went out drinking because...
Oh, thanks for the invite.
No.
No
listen.
Wonder why I'm depressed.
Listen. I went out. The reason I went out is because I was like I said, I was feeling sad at home. And I was like, I can't be here. I just can't. I have to do something. It was because of the thing that we've talked about. It's about a girl.
The girl I know?
Uh-huh.
The girl I know?
No.
What girl?
We talked about it a long time ago. That one.
Oh.
That one.
Oh,
I thought about it. Yeah, I know. I thought about that. And it really bummed me out.
Jesus.
And I know.
The same?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
So it really bummed me out, and I went to go drink.
By yourself?
No. I was with people.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
All right.
All right. Go on.
So I get to the bar and start drinking, and everything's fine. I'm like, you know, fully kind of out of my head. But I get drunk, and then there's a moment where I'm like at the table by myself, and I'm like, don't do that. It's like, don't do this. And I get on my phone, like, don't go. Don't do the thing.
Uh-oh.
Checked her Instagram. Yeah.
And?
First thing I see is her with another dude.
Nice.
And I'm just like, dude, you fucked up so much that you've accomplished And I just fell into it, and I just started drinking a lot more. And I ended up getting a ride home with Scotty and Kristen, who were leaving. And they told me, I felt really embarrassed the next day, but they told me, because I was like, I was kind of being like, I was sad funny. Mm-hmm. I was like making jokes, but they thought it was funny. They thought it was really funny. That was because I was like, I'm so sorry what I did. And they're like, dude, you were great when you're drunk. We've never seen you when you're drunk. Mm-hmm. And so basically after that, I'm not where you are because, I mean, I'm always sort of where you are.
Yeah.
In some capacity. I'm always there, mm-hmm. but it's like a, it's like a ship that's like, that hasn't been cleaned. And like, mm-hmm. it's like, I got a bunch of like algae and barnacles off of it for like a long time. And now they're all coming back because I'm not right. cleaning it. And I'm not like doing something to actively maintain the ship. So I am, it's just, I don't know. It's just a dirty ship that no one wants to be around. And here's the thing. I can actively think about that and be like, oh, this, that, and the other about my feelings or whatever. But I would rather be like, I want to use this. I will wallow in it if I don't use it. So, or I either have to use it or I have to distract myself from it. Either way. So I used it for writing. And then nice. I distracted myself from it by hanging out with some people. Mm-hmm. Sorry for the lack of an invite. And I feel better, but it's still there and it's going to be there for a while. And it's like a dog from hell. It's just always there, mm-hmm. and it doesn't go away, and you can do your best to maintain it, but it's, for me, it's just always going to be there. Even when I'm at my happiest, it's there.
You'll get over her though.
Not her. I'm talking about the dog. I'm talking about depression. I'm talking about the dog. It's just, it's there always. She contributes to it, mm-hmm. but it's always there. And she let it off the leash for a little while, but I think I got it back on, and now I'm okay now.
Yeah.
Still there, but I'm fine.
Got it.
So what I'm trying to say, I don't know why I said that. I guess I was just trying to relate to you, because mm-hmm. because when you texted me today and you're like, really, you know, I'm like catastrophically depressed. I was just like,
brutally was the word I used.
Brutally. Yeah. I was just like, yeah, I was like, what luck. We were both in this state of mind. And then yesterday there was a girl who I sort of liked, who, kind of just rejected me. And, since I don't really feel anything like romantically anymore for people. Mm-hmm. I like girls. They're my favorite thing, but I don't feel, it's hard to get connected to one like I did before. It's very hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it shouldn't, I don't. It's
rare.
It's very rare. And it's so I just like, because of that, if a girl says they're not interested in me, I'm just like, okay, what the fuck? I don't care. It's fine. Mm-hmm. You just don't, whatever. I'm ugly to you or this, that, and the other.
No, you're ugly.
Or I pick up a fork and you don't like it and that's enough to not want to, you know, be interested in me. But she said, oh, like, can we still be friends? And I was like, no, I don't really want to do that with you. I don't want to be your friend.
Right.
Because that's going to be torturous. Right. And it's why would I want to do that?
The dog will be off the leash.
And the dog will be off the leash. And you'll, and we'll both get bitten by it. Trust me. We'll both get fucking rabies from this shit. And I don't want that for you, and I don't want that for me. So let's just not. I was like, bye. Mm-hmm. I basically just told her bye, and I felt good afterwards. Nice. Because I'm starting to grow up a bit.
Nice.
I used to be like, why? Why not? Why can't you this? And I'm mm-hmm. just like, well, a lot of people just don't like you.
Yeah.
And so it's okay, but that's fine, because there's so many people on the planet. It's mm-hmm. like, you're going to find somebody that likes you for who you are, and you're going to find, and you know, it's just, you shouldn't, I was like, why are you feeling, you're not special right now. Even with that girl that I really liked that caused that left the dog off the leash for a little bit, I was like, okay, but everyone goes through this, dude. Shut up.
Right.
It's like, because I remember when I was talking, when that was happening, this was like, what, 6 months ago? When that was happening, I was talking to you a lot. I was talking to Jason a lot. I was talking to a lot of my friends a lot because it hadn't happened before.
Right.
And you all were kind of like, you're caring, but you're also like rolling your eyes because you're like, yeah, dude, this shit happens.
Right.
Doesn't make it less like important, but it makes it more like, I was like, oh yeah, okay, so everyone's going through this.
Right, right.
All the time. So, which means everyone has the dog from hell all the time in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me feel better.
Right.
Made me feel really good. I was like,
you're not alone.
It made me feel it's like common. I'm not. Yeah.
What? It's common.
Yeah, it's common. I'm not alone. And I was like, and now in situations, social situations, I've just stopped caring. I've stopped caring how I look, everything used to be.
Yeah, you look like shit.
Yeah, I know. I look gross, but it's just, I don't care. My family is like, Brandon, why do you look this way? I'm like, it doesn't affect me. Like they've asked, they're like, Brandon, your hair is weird. You don't look like you I do shower, but I mean, like, I get it. I look gross, but I'm like, I just don't care. It doesn't matter to me why should I care about that? I care about writing and stuff, but I don't care about that. And in social situations, when you let go of that, everything's so important, and I have to impress everybody, because if I don't, it's the end of the world. Once you let go of, and you know all this already, and I'm sorry, I'm already telling you everything you know already, but once you let go of that, it's massively therapeutic because there's no stakes in any situation, even on dates.
Right, right.
Even when you realize, and I guess this is going back to the empathy thing, when you realized everybody is depressed in some capacity, mm-hmm. big or small, it makes every situation less.
Right.
And it helps. It helps me at least a lot.
Yeah. No, so. Totally. I agree. That's why I wasn't enjoying that podcast until it started like making me bummed out. Yeah. Bunch of people just talking about like, here's what I'm going through, yada, yada. When I'm depressed, it feels like, da, 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 da.
And I was
like, all right, yeah, wow. A lot of people are really sad out there.
Yeah. It's just a universal, it's the human condition, man. It's everybody feels that way. And it's, like you said, schizophrenia, massively different. It's like you're literally hearing something that's not there.
Right.
And your reality's shifted and changed.
Yeah. Today in my therapist's office, I started calling it mental illness. She was like, nah, depression is a mental illness. She was like, kid, do you know, like, where are you right now? I was like, Los Feliz. She was like, what's the date? I told her the date.
Mm.
She was like, all right, someone like who's mentally who's mentally ill probably wouldn't be able to answer those.
Yeah.
She's diagnosed a certain type of mental illness, but,
I mean, I agree with that. I think anxiety and depression are just human things that you just are born with. It's not something, some people have it worse than others, obviously, but it's just everyone's got levels of that in their brain. I mean, of course you're going to have anxiety. You fucking, your thought, you don't, no one has control over their thoughts. So I don't understand this like, oh, well, I take a pill that makes me stop having these racing thoughts. It's like, why? That's what your brain's supposed to do, is have a bunch of thoughts. Why your brain's supposed to get sad sometimes because of the weight of the world. I mean, it's a lot to take in. It's a lot being a person. So, like, but if you're hearing voices or you think that every person is cheese, then maybe talk to somebody. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you shouldn't talk to this person,
because
if it's making you feel better, then do it. But what I'm saying is that, and we've talked about this before, about people putting such a huge thing on depression and anxiety, being like, I'm mentally ill because I have these things. You're not. You're a person.
Right.
You know?
Totally.
Yeah.
So, if anything, with this pod app, it's to make somebody feel less alone.
Yeah.
So, if you're out there and you're feeling bummed out, you're all alone. I mean, no, you're not alone. It's one of my jokes. Thanks.
That's good. One of the kids just turned off the podcast and just driving to a bridge, right?
Yep. Don't do it. Don't do it.
We're just kidding, guys. Don't do that. Oh, and here's the thing, too.
Yes.
I could never kill myself because I'm too big of a pussy. Never do it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I could never, I don't know. I just could never do that. Oh, and here's, because I was talking to you about, I was like, oh, I had this weird thought about suicide the other day. And you were like, oh, boy. But the thought I had was like, remember when you were a kid and like, when you were like 10 and you heard like somebody that was older like kill themselves? And you go, why would they do that? That's such a, like, why? That's so stupid. Like, why would someone ever kill themselves? And then when you get to be like 23, 24, you're like, yeah, I get it. You're just like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You're not like, you're surprised, sure, but you're not like, why? Everything's so great. You're like, no, nah, I get it.
Totally.
It's, I mean, it's you don't want anybody to do it, but if it happens, then you're like, I get it.
I get it. Yeah. The weight of the world comes crashing down on you.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to joining this boy band, the Sad Boys.
Yeah. What's our first single going to be?
Oh, we'll just cover Rihanna.
Cover Rihanna's...
I'm a sad boy, boy. Na, 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 na.
Let's cover... let's cover that song, Sad Boys, Sad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they cry in front of you? Sad boys, sad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they cry in front of you?
I'll be the one crying.
Oh,
looking forward to not feeling this way. In a positive life way.
Yeah.
Not in a suicidal way.
Sure. No, I know. I mean, I just find, yeah, you got to find something. And you got to use this. I would say use it.
Yeah. I will one day for sure. But like when it's happening, I'm not like, I'm going to write a dope joke about depression right now.
Mm.
I guess I could, but.
You could. You could use this as your dark material.
Right.
And then you're, and then, hey, then look what you did. You used it. And now when you tell it on stage, people are like, ha, that's good. Because they felt that before and you're helping. As opposed to, you know, you can wallow in it. It's fine. But, you know.
No, I'm trying not to.
I mean, you can, but I don't know. Doesn't really help me to wallow in it too long.
Tonight, I got to go to an open mic to film a portion of it for this web series I'm hosting. And I don't want to. Then I'm meeting up with Marlon and Luke for a writing session. And I don't want to.
Mm.
See, I have fun things happening.
But you don't want to do.
I don't want to do it. That's called depression, bruh.
Yeah.
Losing interest in the things you love.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm definitely not fully over Frank. I have daydreams. I have daydreams of snuggling.
Oh, really?
Just because, you know, I'm an animal. I need to be touched. Touch me, Brandon.
No thanks.
Good idea. I haven't showered in weeks.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I've been bathing.
That's good. That's a good thing to say to somebody. Don't worry. I've been bathing.
Hey, what's up? I bathe.
I bathe. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Practice good hygiene.
But anyways, on the bright side, think about the positive things. Podcast is growing.
It's good.
The numbers are up.
Mm.
We might do an ad soon, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a funny, kind of a funny one.
Oh.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's cool. And also, I know that podcast fans are friends.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the like wicked hardcore fans.
Mm.
And that's why I invite all of you on this journey that we're going through. Sometimes we're sad. Sometimes we're happy.
Yeah.
And right now, I don't want to be alive. Just kidding. I do want to be alive, but... Unfun times in the Book of Dune. This is the worst depression I've ever had. I would say three weeks ago was.
And it's gotten a little better or no?
No, it has. I had a good 2 weeks. This past weekend, bad. But I didn't think I would ever get this sad again. But I'm there, baby. I'm in it.
Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know which one's going to fucking make you depressed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know if one's going to be filled with fucking cyanide.
But I am,
that's the Forrest Gump.
I am actually feeling a little bit better just because I'm like talking, interacting with a human.
That's good. Well, I'm going to take off, right?
Okay, I'll be here. I'll be here with my head in my hands. You know how you walked into the apartment and Workaholics was playing?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you're watching that? I was like, yeah. I wasn't watching it. I had my head in my hands.
Whoa. That's all right, man.
Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, whatever you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
I'll start vlogging soon.
You are?
No.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm here.
I've thought about that. Like, do a super real vlog.
Yeah.
Of, like, 24-hour vlog.
Oh, man. Like literally a 24-hour vlog.
There'll be like an hour of me like responding to emails.
Yeah.
30 minutes of me like looking at Twitter.
5 minutes of you jerking off.
Well, that'll be only 2 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Come quick.
Nice.
But maybe the world wants a real vlog, dude. Would you watch a 24-hour long vlog?
No. Not in any capacity would I ever do that.
It'd be like the Truman Show.
Yeah. I mean... Truman Show was all about, it really set the precedent for vlogging, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Really showed us what we wanted to see later on, you know?
Totally.
God predicted it.
God damn it. I have shit to do tonight.
Sorry.
Fucking do it.
Hey, man, look. You,
Where? Where do I look?
Over here, you dunce.
Did I press record on the camera again? I did, yeah. God damn it.
You did, don't worry. Yeah, I find something to distract yourself with, man. That's all you gotta do.
Alcohol.
Sure. Whatever it is. I don't have any problem with people that do drugs. I really don't. People do coke, heroin.
Nah, but
it's worse. I get it. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. I get why people would do drugs.
Oh,
as long as you're not hurting other people, like physically, mm-hmm. you're gonna hurt people emotionally if you leave the house. And it, you know, in some capacity, that's kind of like what life is like hurting people and letting people down. Mm-hmm. But like, if you don't hurt anybody physically, it's all
right. Right.
You know, people's feelings, like, you know, they can repair.
Well, I know what I should do. It's not drink if I'm sad. And yeah. if I do go on antidepressant, therapist told me today, is like, you can't drink when you're on that. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
So if I go on fucking Lexapro, she mentioned.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fucking major lifestyle change. I won't be able to drink.
Yeah.
I'll be sober.
Well, you can smoke weed, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But then you just become a stoner.
But then
you're not productive.
Then I start thinking, like, how am I going to go on dates? Can't drink?
Yeah. I'm on antidepressants.
Yeah. Either way, it's like a lose. I don't drink. Oh, why? So there's one, like, I could be like, oh, I'm an alcoholic, which isn't true. But then tell the truth, be like, oh, I'm on antidepressants.
Is that better? Yeah, I mean, that's why I wouldn't go on them, because, I mean, alcohol has been the timeless cure for sadness for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It is. It has been.
No, it's a depressant.
Well, I mean, it can make some people feel better.
But anyways, let's talk about the week ahead and mm-hmm. how we're going to kill it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do so by jumping off a cliff.
Nice.
Just kidding.
I'm going to be there recording it. Is that cool?
Sure. Yeah, vlog.
I'll post it. It'll be your first vlog and your last one.
Do you have anything exciting coming up in the next week?
I think it's exciting. Yeah, I mean, I have this idea for a movie, because I just finished this, like, I think my second one, and I have this third one that I've had since I was 10 years old. I've had this idea since I was 10. And usually ideas when you're 10 are, like, terrible.
Yeah.
But this one, like, I really... It was a bad idea when I was 10, but it's better now.
Is it about, like...
it's about high school.
Playing tag or something?
Yeah, it was about the boogeyman in your closet, and it was about cooties.
All right.
And getting touched by your Uncle Frank.
Ooh,
fuck! So,
wait, Frank, my ex?
Yes.
She did look like kind of look like a guy.
Yeah.
Fun fact, my ex-girlfriend kind of looked like a dude. A
little bit. Nah, she was pretty. She was pretty.
So real quick, I have thought about checking her Instagram lately.
Oh, you have?
But I haven't done it.
It's good. Don't get drunk.
Because what if I do that and I see her with another dude?
You will.
Just like it happened with you.
Yeah, you will. And so don't get drunk and do that.
She's seeing other people? She wouldn't post it, probably.
I don't know, man. When a girl or a guy posts a photo with their significant other, it's like a moat. It's like putting a moat around your castle.
Oh, I know.
Like, so other people don't get in.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to check it. I blocked her.
Oh. You blocked her, really?
I told her I was going to.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I have to. I keep... Because when we first broke up, I'd wake up. The first thing I'd do in the morning...
Was look at her thing.
Aside from... Yeah, it wasn't I want to be dead. It'd be like, well, let me look at Frank first. Then I want to be dead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's, I mean, I've not blocked them just because I don't want to give them that. Mm. You know, I don't want to, like, I mean, I like them both, but, like, I don't want to give
wait,
them.
Wait, there's two?
Well, no. The girl I was talking about, like, recently. You know?
The one that I know?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I know the old one.
Yeah.
And then there's a recent one.
Yes.
And this is not the girl that I know.
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know who you're talking about.
It's fine.
What's her name?
Doesn't matter.
What's her name?
Doesn't matter.
That's a weird name. Ah, man, I'm still funny.
Rye just cried while hitting the mic to his head. Anyways, yeah, I just don't want to, I don't know, I don't want to give him.
Yeah.
I mean, because it doesn't really, like, I have to practice self-control. I didn't when I got drunk.
Right.
But I have to practice my own self-control of being like, I'm not going to look because I will feel sad if I do. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to help anything, and it's going to make me feel bad, and I won't. And I did that for 6 months. Then I got drunk, and then feelings happened,
right?
Emotions, and then I was like, fuck!
Now, I know you're attracted to black girls, right? These aren't black girls.
No.
So if you're listening...
Black girls aren't attracted to me. That's the problem.
Let's prove them wrong, everybody. The Dry Sex Kids tweet, if you're a black girl under the age of 18, I mean, sorry, over the age of 18, tweet Brandon a dick pic.
Yes, please.
Transgender black people.
I'm
transsexual. Sorry. Oops.
Well, now I have to delete the whole podcast because you said that.
Good stuff. Well, yeah. With all that said, I have had, this is kind of making me sound cool. I think I mentioned before. I've had people come to shows and say, like, they like how we're so honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about, like, being sad and shit, and they appreciate it. That means a lot to me when you guys tell me that. So I'm glad I can be miserable on your behalf. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, hopefully us being so real and raw makes you feel less alone. Whew, I'm annoying. Oh, man, I'm a sad boy, boy.
Sad boy, boy.
So
yeah.
That's been this episode. Join us on our quest for happiness.
That should be the name of the podcast, Quest for Happiness.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But here, wouldn't it be cool if we do this podcast for like 20 years?
Mm. I'll be dead by then.
And both of us like get happy.
Be nuts.
Become amazingly successful and happy.
Yeah.
Anyways, should we end it?
You bring in the setup to a box in an alleyway behind Sizzler. Brandon, we're recording. Did you bring any food? Anyways.
Dude, that just made me really down. Just triggered me.
Sorry.
Just kidding. All right, should we end it?
Yeah.
All right.
Find something to distract yourself. That's what I would say.
Own your feelings.
Own your feelings.
Process.
Don't deny your feelings. Find something to distract yourself. And if you think that things are meaningless, that's a good thing because that puts no pressure on anything. You know?
I guess so.
There's no pressure.
Nothing matters.
That if you think that, that's not a definitive statement. I'm just saying if you think that and you're terrified of that thought, don't be, because then it's almost therapeutic because you're like, oh wait, then I'm fine because any mistake I make doesn't matter.
Right.
And it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. A nihilistic approach can actually be beneficial if you have that nihilistic thought. But anyways.
All right. Nothing matters, everybody.
Okay. I didn't say that, fella.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Bye.